You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You know, it is July 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happens a year from now?
Gathering.
LCBS Youth Gathering taking place in New Orleans.
It's so exciting.
And we get to head back to the Youth Gathering. And, you know, one of the beautiful elements that make up the LCMS Youth Gathering is Orange Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Young Adult Volunteers. We're going to talk with past Young Adult Volunteers and the leadership team for Young Adult Volunteers who are preparing for the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering Endure. We'll have that conversation in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
We have a great team with us this morning. Four guests joining us remotely to talk about young adult volunteers serving at the LCMS Youth Gathering. And I might add, applications just open. So as you're listening today, think about how you or a young adult in your life might be interested in serving at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Joining us this morning, Brandon Heath. He's LCMS Youth Gathering Planner and Co-Manager of the Young Adult Volunteers. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
And Laura Kuvasir, she's an LCMS Youth Gathering Planner and a Co-Manager for the Young Adult Volunteers. Laura, thanks so much for being our guest.
Great to be here.
And more of the leadership team for Young Adult Volunteers, past Young Adult Volunteers, Wes Gong. He's an LCMS Youth Gathering Planner and part of the leadership team. Wes, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And Leah Baranski, LCMS Youth Gathering Planner and Young Adult Volunteer Leadership Team member. Thanks so much for joining us today, Leah.
Of course.
We could have brought on the entire Orange Nation. That would have been a slightly larger interview, though. But we don't know who Orange Nation is for 2025 yet, correct, Brandon?
That's correct. Applications just opened up, and so we're looking for some 19 to 25-year-olds to apply.
Very good. So we're going to learn more about that application in just a moment. Let's start with the stories and your experience serving as a young adult volunteer. Let's start with you, Laura. When did you serve as a young adult volunteer, and what was maybe most memorable about that experience for you?
Yeah, so I served back in 2004 when the theme was Beyond Imagination in Orlando as a young adult volunteer. And that experience would align with a lot of the stories that we read in applications of how it was life-changing for me to serve and give back to a gathering that was foundational for my high school faith formation. And then it was at that gathering that I had a conversation with Brandon Heath here, who was my DCE, and felt called to church work and ended up applying to Concordia University Irvine to study and become a DCE. So I look back fondly of my time as being a volunteer and the friendships I made with other volunteers, and just that experience was wonderful.
I love these stories of formation that come out of the young adult volunteer stories. Wes, what about you? When did you serve and what was memorable about it for you?
Yeah, I was able to serve in 2013 and 2016 as a young adult volunteer. The age just right that I got to serve twice, so that was definitely a blessing. Both experiences, I served in a similar role. I was given the opportunity to be a team captain of a team that kind of serves in a variety of different ways, kind of supporting and filling in wherever there's need. So both experiences very different, but able to jump in at different points in the gathering, whether that be helping with the crazy egress or leaving the stadium during the 4th of July fireworks at 2013 in the Alamo Dome. That was a fun one. We got to do everything from helping to organize the gathering store, from 5K registration, all kinds of different things that might not have needed a full team for the full time of the gathering, but things that still needed to get done.
And Leah, what about you? When did you serve and what do you remember? What was exciting about it?
Yeah, I'm what we call a YAV unicorn. So I got to serve three times as a YAV in 2016, 2019, and in 2022. So kind of similar to Wes, the first two, I was a YAV captain. So I was in the leadership group and got to kind of lead a group and also work with the planners, which was really awesome. And then this last gathering in 22, I was kind of this newer position we call a squad leader. So I got to kind of oversee about five different teams, about 100 YAVs, and kind of help them with placement, deployment, working with the planners as well. So that was an awesome experience. But I love the gathering. I mean, I've been involved with it for a while now, and just being able to reconnect with all the people you meet people from all over. It's kind of a great experience to realize how small our Lutheran world is, but also how big it is at the same time. So just being able to connect with everyone that you've met over the years, connect with other DCEs, with educators, all the programs. It's a really special experience.
Yeah, let's dive more into that. What is it about the gathering, this experience for young adults? What is it about the gathering that made you want to serve in this way, Leah?
It's just such a happy time, you know? You like go through life and then you go to that week and it's stressful, it's fun, it's just joyful is what you can really describe it as. And it's contagious. You experience that week and then you take it home and you're just on this high of like community and fellowship and Christ and all of that. And you just want to keep going and you want to keep doing it more and more and as much involvement as you can be.
I think Leah and Wes have shared a little bit about the roles in which they are, the duties they had as young adult volunteers. Laura, did you share with us, or could you share with us a little bit more about some of the duties you had as a young adult volunteer?
Yeah, so I actually got to work with my best friend and we worked in the sessions area. So we helped with the speakers and all the breakout sessions. We helped with collecting evaluations, introducing our speakers, and really making sure that as the participants came in, that they were welcome, that they found spots, that they could find where to go and just understand where they are. And then we got to help out with concerts too and meet some great Christian bands out there. I remember, I think Reliant K was there. It could be wrong, but it was really fun to help with the merchandise for the band and see a behind the scenes look of what it like, their side of leading music there.
What would you say are some, it sounds like that was a meaningful experience for you. What do you say are some of the valuable maybe skills that you gained from that experience, or something that how that helped you down the road in your future vocations serving as a young adult volunteer at the gathering, Laura?
That's a great question. I've never considered that, but I think one, I would have never considered myself a public speaker. And so getting up in front of a group of hundreds of strangers and introducing speakers that I had just met, I think that skill of presenting and being on stage has really helped me as a DCE in my current vocation here at Concordia. And also the ability to, it sounds weird, but the crisis management, the unknown of when you're running such a large event, each day is so different and you're constantly having to adapt. And I see that applying to many vocations that many of us are in. You need that sense of adaptability and to stay calm in the setting to help best guide.
Leah, anything you'd like to add to that? How did your service as a young adult volunteer prepare you or shape you for the future?
Yeah, I really think it helped promote my leadership. Brandon also was my DCE growing up, so he kind of pushed me into that leadership direction, especially with the gathering. Definitely grew my leadership skills. Crisis management, like Laura said, flexibility and adaptation is just so key during the gathering. Every day is different. You're having to help solve with different problems, help young adult volunteers, but also help the people who are attending as well. So just kind of thinking on your feet, thinking quickly, being flexible, being friendly and fun. That's our key words. We have our fun, friendly, and flexible. So those skills transfer to everything that I do in my career as well. I'm a teacher, a Lutheran school teacher. So being flexible, being fun, being friendly, and just keeping that at the forefront.
And for those who have not been to an LCMS youth gathering before, we're talking usually around 20,000 people.
Yeah.
At a gathering. So you're helping facilitate and keeping things moving along, keeping things safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those who maybe don't have that full picture experience, yes, we're talking tens of thousands of people.
Which is hard to even comprehend unless you've been there.
Right.
Like the first time we were there, it's like, oh, okay.
Being in a
lot of people.
Being in a stadium or a convention center with 20,000 people is quite
it's intense.
Yeah. Wes, how about for you? How did your experience as a young adult volunteer shape you for your future vocations? What skills maybe did you gain as a young adult volunteer that you value now?
Yeah. I actually, even going back to as a participant, the gathering's been formative in my decision-making for my career. Before high school youth group, I wasn't even considering ministry, but based on the experiences I had with the gathering, both as a participant and as a young adult volunteer, really saw God calling me to full-time ministry. So a lot of that was my DCE in high school giving me opportunities to serve and lead before they even did the seven practices studies. He was giving me opportunities to serve and lead. But then that continued on in Orange Nation, being a team captain and working with the other captains as well to help the leadership team as they were implementing, training, deploying, supporting all these young adult volunteers. Having the opportunity and responsibility to be part of that really shaped my future ministry. And so now I'm serving as a DCE who's both called to, well, I'm called to a Lutheran high school, and I'm both classroom teaching and I'm the missions and service coordinator. So working with mission trips and service projects and all that. And a lot of the preparation that I've had for that job has come from Orange Nation and from serving as the young adult volunteer.
Brandon, what has it been like for you to be involved in the formation of young adults, seeing them grow over their time as serving with Orange Nation, becoming blossoming in these leadership roles that all three of our former Yavs have been talking about? What has it been like for you to be in the formation side of this?
Very much blessed to just to be a part of that and to watch people grow as they come in as a young adult volunteer and then see them move on into their careers. And whether we're blessed with three church workers here that we're talking to as well, but also how people use this in any career and are able to kind of use what they learn here and see how best, you know, they're able to live out their faith in the vocation that they've been placed in.
We're learning about young adult volunteers at the LCMS Youth Gathering that's taking place in 2025. Applications are now open. We're going to learn more about how to apply, who can apply in just a moment. Sorry, Sarah, we're not eligible anymore.
I know, it's sad.
But we'll get to be at the gathering and hopefully get to talk with some young adult volunteers at the LCMS Gathering in 2025. We'll learn more about young adult volunteers in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're learning about young adult volunteers at the LCMS Youth Gathering, talking with a great team of leaders who lead the young adult volunteers. Wes, just a little bit ago, you referenced seven practices for healthy youth ministry as you were talking about your leadership experience and how your church, a church worker who was caring for you, gave you the opportunity to serve as a leader. And that's certainly referenced in that study in Seven Practices. Why is it important for young adults to have leadership experience in their church today? Why is that important? You talked about how it made a difference for you, but all church workers here and probably familiar with Seven Practices, why is that important for young adults to have leadership experience, leadership opportunities?
Yeah, I'd say it really shows that the church values them as young adults. Young adulthood is such a transition time, whether that be young people going off to college or moving to a new place, getting a new job. It's a time of change. And so having the church as that anchor point and a point where someone's checking in on you and knows the young person can know that the church cares about them is really critical. And so giving young adults opportunities to opportunities to lead and serve really just shows them that the church cares about them and that they're not a forgotten group. I think oftentimes they can be overlooked as, oh, there's a new person at church or someone used to go to our church, but they moved away. So that transition time is such a important time to connect with them.
I see several nodding heads. Brandon, do you have more to add?
Yeah, I think it allows other young adults, if you have a young adult in leadership, it allows other young adults to see themselves there. And so it helps people feel comfortable being part of that community, that their age group is represented.
Laura, Leah, anything to add?
I just enjoy the conversation that we as planners get to have with the YAVs at the gathering when they're off duty. And a lot of them ask us, how do I take this back home? My church doesn't have a youth ministry. Like, what can I do to help foster this? And it's such a great way for them to see they don't all have to go into church work like many of us did, but there's great ways that they can serve the church and continue to take what they've learned and experienced at the gathering and serve and support youth who are also struggling. And especially with the theme of Endure that we'll be discussing next summer, I can see so many of our YAVs connecting with it and them helping youth connect when they go back to their churches.
Brandon, how many YAVs typically serve at a gathering? I know a couple of our guests have mentioned overseeing a couple hundred. So how many YAVs actually help during one of these gatherings?
It's fluctuated over the years and grown. I think last time we had just under 700 young adult volunteers helping out. And we have a big goal this year of 1,000 applicants. So we're hoping that the word gets out to get 1,000 applicants to apply.
That's a lot.
Now, that's a lot.
This is a.
Do you have to read?
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that work for you guys? Do you read through all of those applications?
We do read through all the applications. We read through every single one, and it helps us not only select our YAVs, but also place them in the right areas of service.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've mentioned some of the various duties, the responsibilities that you've had as past young adult volunteers. What are, and I'm sure it's a really long list, what are some of the usual responsibilities or duties of a young adult volunteer, and maybe some of the unusual responsibilities that a young adult volunteer might have? Who would like to tackle that one? All right, Wes.
So we're shooting for large numbers. So over the years, we've had to develop sort of a more organizational structure that we've implemented over the last few gatherings. So we can talk about that to kind of give some more insight to the specifics. But we, in the past, we've broken the YAVs into squads. So last gathering, we had 6 squads. And those squads were working with the mass events. They were working with servant event. They were working in the convention center with the sessions. And then we had some more flexible, different service opportunities that went into our last squad. So some of the more common jobs, we had probably almost 100 young adults serving as mass event ushers. So during those big worship times, the large group event, we have serving to make sure that everybody knows where they're supposed to be, how to get where they need to go, because sometimes those large event spaces can get a little confusing if you've never been in there before. So a lot serve that way. Many serve with the on-site and off-site servant events and with the booth at the convention center floor. Those are some of the more, I'd say a large percentage of our YAVs serve in those areas.
So then you mentioned that there's organizational structure to this now. What are some of the different levels of leadership or volunteer service that YAVs can participate in?
Yeah, so we have squad leaders. So over those 6 squads, we actually just closed squad leader applications. So we are in the process of reviewing those applications to select our squad leaders. Those are the highest level leadership positions we have. And then under each squad leader are a handful of teams that are led by a captain. So that could be 5 teams, 6, 7, 8 teams of YAVs that are between probably 12 and 20 young adult volunteers per team. And each one of those is led by a team captain who then reports to the squad leader.
Okay. I like the structure. Structure is good for this many people serving it all across the different types of service areas that you've mentioned. It is a lot to tackle, and the planning committee does such a good job with all of these leadership opportunities. Now, who can serve as a YAV? Obviously, we're talking about young adults. What does that actually mean? What are some of the qualifications? Brandon, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, so we're saying 19 to 25 year olds can apply to be a YAV. If you are 18 and a year out of high school, and this is the time of the gathering, so if we have graduates right now who have just graduated high school but are 17 or 18, they can apply, and then they'll be 18 or 19 that time. The top tier is 25. We know that young adults are older than 25. That's just kind of where we're at with that number. And then if you're above that, there's still a chance to serve as a volunteer on the Flex team as well.
All right. So there, in addition to Young Adult Volunteer, there are other opportunities to serve at the LCMS Youth Gathering as well. Let's talk about applications. Applications open on Monday. What do we need to know in order to apply to be a Young Adult Volunteer? Laura, do you want to answer that? Or is that, are you up for that? All right, Laura.
Maybe Brandon actually is better at this one.
Yeah, back to Brandon. Okay.
Yeah, the first thing that we ask you to have is a reference from your congregation. So it could be a church worker. It could be a volunteer. But you need to know that reference's name and a contact email and number. And the rest is just some questions, some selections on where do you like to serve, a couple of open-ended questions, just asking about leadership and other leadership qualities. But it takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes to complete. And then we'll get back to you probably next February. So the applications are open, just open, but they're open all the way until the end of the year. So into December 31st of 2024. That doesn't mean you should wait. You should fly as soon as possible so that we make sure that we get those thousands.
All right. Applications are open. Where do we find applications to apply to be Young Adult Volunteers?
Yeah, if you go to the lcmsgathering.com website and click on volunteers, you can scroll down and you'll find the Young Adult Volunteer application.
All right. So what's the magic thing you're looking for when you're reading through these thousands of applications? Leah, what are you going to be looking for in these applications to select new Young Adult Volunteers for 2025?
Yeah, we're looking for people who are excited to serve, whether they've served before or have not, but just love Jesus and love to serve his people. And I'm fun, friendly, flexible is what we always push. So just looking for excited people who want to serve Jesus next summer.
What are Young Adult Volunteers responsible for when it comes to their expenses, getting to the gathering, those types of things? What should they plan for financially, Wes?
So there's actually a $400 registration fee to serve as a YAV. That includes your hotel, but in addition to that, there's also a responsibility of the young adult to get themselves to the gathering. So I know there's probably a lot of listeners who don't fall into that 19 to 25 category. For those who don't, I would encourage you, if there's a young person at your church who you think would be good at serving at the gathering, see how you can support them. If your church has a youth group going, include your young adults in the fundraising process. If your church doesn't have a group going, find that young person who loves to serve at your church and say, hey, how can I help you get to the gathering? Because again, these are young people in a stage of transition. Oftentimes, many of them in college don't have full-time jobs yet. $400 might not sound like a lot to someone with a salary, but if you don't have a job, if you're paying for college, $400 and a plane ticket might be a financial barrier. So if there's a young person who you can encourage to serve, both verbally or financially, that would be fantastic if there's young people out there you can think of.
So apply now. Mm-hmm. Applications are open through December, but now's the time to apply or to encourage a young adult to consider applying for serving as a Young Adult Volunteer Orange Nation at the LCMS Youth Gathering. And if accepted, be prepared to make travel arrangements and pay for those. And then the $400 registration, which Wes, you said that includes hotel accommodations at the gathering. Anything
right.
else that if accepted as a young adult volunteer that participants or young adult volunteers need to plan for to be prepared to be a part of Orange Nation, Brandon?
Yeah, just you will come 2 days earlier than everybody else. So there's a little bit of training ahead of time. So they get there on July 17th. When the gathering starts on the 19th, which is actually kind of fun because then you get to hang out with your team just as your team and hang out as a group of young adults. So hopefully that 1,000 will be all together for those 2 days. And then we disperse and kind of start working on the gathering.
Very good. LCMSgathering.com. This is really exciting. I'm just thinking of young adults to encourage to consider this. So if you too are thinking about the young adults in your congregation that you know, help them consider serving as a young adult volunteer at the LCMS Gathering, taking place LCMS Youth Gathering in 2025 in New Orleans. Thank you so much to our panel this morning. Any other words of wisdom as we wrap up our time together from the team? All
right. Prepare to fall in love with the color orange.
Yes, we forgot to mention that. The reason they're called Orange Nation, they all wear orange shirts all week. How much, here's a great question. How much sleep can you expect to get when serving as a young adult volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering? Leah, do you have any insights on that?
I mean, it really depends. I'm a sleeper, and that week you can't count on getting much sleep. So come ready to roll at all times. Come with your Starbucks gift cards. Come with your good walking shoes, and you'll be good to go.
And your orange,
you will be tired.
Bright orange shirt will keep you awake, as well as all the great things going on at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Thanks so much, Brandon, Leah, Laura, and Wes, for being our guests on the Coffee Hour today. It was great to chat with you. And we'll share the link to the LCMS Gathering website as well in our program notes today. Thanks so much, everybody, for being a part of the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.